950-7975. Remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.
The holidays come with such anticipation. Most people have to wait until Christmas to unwrap their presents, but Thumb Cellular is letting you peek early. Announcing Thumb Cellular's Holiday Preview. That's right. Stop into any Thumb Cellular office in Bad Axe, Carroll Pigeon, or Sandusky on Wednesday, November 9th or Thursday, November 10th between 11 a.m. and 8 p.m. and you'll get a sneak peek at Thumb Cellular's new phones for the holiday season and all Thumb Cellular's new Christmas offers. But that's not all. You'll also get exclusive preview bonuses and refreshments. In other words, stop in during this holiday preview and you'll get the best pricing and special for the entire 2011 Christmas season. That's Wednesday and Thursday, November 9th and 10th from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. at all offices of Thumb Cellular in Bad Axe, Carroll Pigeon, or Sandusky for this exclusive holiday sneak peek preview. And it's only from your locally owned cellular provider, Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb.
Attention farmers, Farm Bureau Insurance. Their business is to keep you in business. Casey Yon, your Michigan Farm Bureau insurance agent in Harbor Beach and Ubley, works every day helping local farmers with the best multi-peril crop insurance coverage available. Casey can help you plan the best risk management program there is. He is a crop insurance specialist, and that's good to know. You can trust Casey and Michigan Farm Bureau Insurance to insure your farm's future with multi-peril crop insurance. Call Casey Yon today in Harbor Beach at 989-479-3288 or in Ubley at 989-658-8538.
Hi, this is Casey Yon, your Farm Bureau insurance agent in Harbor Beach and Ubley. Your property is probably one of the largest, if not the largest investment you'll ever make. We offer competitive rates on dwellings, barns, farm equipment, and crop insurance. Call me in Harbor Beach at 479-3288 or in Ubley at 658-8538 for a quote today.
All right, we're on the air once again with 5:20 remain in the game. We are on our backup system currently as our internet connection is starting to go a little in and out. In the meantime, Harbor Beach stacked on 7 at 14-0. But then Eli Kraft threw up his interception down at about the 20-yard line in Reese territory, and Reese has brought it all the way back into Harbor Beach territory. And it's now at the 41-yard line of Harbor Beach. It's Reese ball.
And the Reese Rockets now have a little giddy up in their step, and they realize now that they can't afford to let the Pirates get away from score-wise.
No, they can't. It's 2nd and 7 at the 40-yard line. There's the snap of the wishbone off and peek out. The quarterback passes to his right, number 13, complete. Brought down to the 35-yard line. Number 13, that's Matt Frost.
And tackled by number 45, Sloan Klopke. Again, the quarterback rolled to his right after he faked the option inside on the wishbone and hit the receiver on a little swing pass in the flat.
In the flat he was, and it's a 8-yard, 9-yard gain. They're down at the 25-yard line now, and they come out the spread formation, it looks like. One man in the backfield, slot receiver to the left, tight end on each side, man in motion, and Peacock, looking back to pass. He's at the 30-yard line, breaks free of one tackle. He's up to the 20-yard line. He hits a defensive player of Harbor Beach at the 18-yard line. He's hurt. He is holding his right arm, but now he's back up, and he's at the 17-yard line of Harbor Beach.
Derek Puff made the hit for the Pirates, and he's shaking his arm, too, a little bit. So both of them got a stinger right now going on.
Yep.
And I'm sure not only that the stinger, Reese, is right now feeling the stinger as the Pirates attacked on 14 points with 3:40 to go in this first quarter.
But Reese showing some live activity right now. They're at the Harbor Beach 17-yard line, 3 men in the backfield in that wishbone, and the handoff right down the middle to number 30, Tyler Beckman. He pushes forward for about 5 yards and gets the first down in doing so.
Josh Keyes on the hit for the Pirates and a couple of other fellas. And enough for the first down for the Reese Rockets, and they keep moving the football as they're inside the 15-yard line.
And it's 1st and 10 for the Reese Rockets at their own 14-yard line. They come out slot receiver to the left, and they have those two tight ends back a step from the line of scrimmage, and one man in the backfield. Piag is under center. Man in motion, and handoff to number 32, the man in motion. And he gets out to the 5-yard line, finally wrapped up right at the 5-yard line, number 32. That's Troy Elvers, the 5'10 running back junior.
And number 22, Gavin Kolobar, made the hit for the Pirates. Again, they're showing that wishbone, but they spread out their halfback, and they're running a little razzle-dazzle in the backfield and trying to fool the defense, and that time they did a little bit.
That's right. Given the old razzle-dazzle to never catch wise, the Harbor Beach defense reeling at the moment. Second and four at their own 11-yard line. Reese trying to tack on seven here. It's a keeper for Piak. He's pushing forward, pushing forward, pushing forward. Finally, it's down at about the 1-yard line, where they say four momentum stops before the entire team started playing rugby. It's a gain of four and a first down. It's going to be first and goal at the 1-yard line.
Well, Piak did a good job. Then a host of Pirates decided to play rugby, and then some of the Reese Rockets got in there and joined the fray. So the ball is now on the 1-yard line, and it is definitely in scoring position for the Rockets.
Yes, indeed, with 2:20 remaining in the first quarter. It's Harbor Beach 14-0, but Reese trying to tack on seven right here. Three men in the backfield in the wishbone. Piak under center. It's a handoff to number 32, and he breaks the barrier, and number 32, Troy Elvers, is in for the touchdown. Add 6 points to that board. It's now Harbor Beach 14, Reese 6, with 2 minutes left in the first.
Now we'll see what this does to the Reese Rockets defense, if it'll give them a little mole on the defensive side of the football.
That's right. So it's now 14-6. We'll see if they're going for one or two. Looks like the kicking team is out there. Number 20 is doing the kicking duties for Reese. That's Evan Campbell, 5'6", 135 senior. And there's the snap and the kick. And it's up. But is it through? And it is. So it's now 14-7. Reese adding on seven more to the board. With 2:07 remaining in the first, it's Harbor Beach 14-7 over Reese. You've locked on 102.1 FM.
When it comes to braces, trust your smile to a professional, qualified orthodontist, Dr. Larry Eggison in Bad Axe. Dr. Larry Eggison has 3 years postgraduate study, which is required to qualify as an orthodontist. Proper orthodontic treatment can't focus on dental displacement or deal with the control and modification of the jawbone. In most cases, crooked teeth and improper bites involve procedures that can only be performed by an orthodontist. Contact Dr. Larry Eggison for a free consultation at 118 North Hampshire Street in Bad Axe, across from the post office, or call 989-269-6811. Dr. Larry Eggison, supporting local sports and the future of Thumb Area youth.
It's 14-7. Harbor Beach over Reese. But Reese all of a sudden finding some lively activity in their offense. Marks about 80 yards down the field after an interception from Eli Kraft. And now it's 14-7. Harbor Beach still leading, but Reese showing they've got this one still in. And it's still a game.
It's still a game, just like we hopefully straightened our problems out and got ourselves back on air. And the Reese Rockets, hopefully they got themselves straightened up. But, we got a flag. Then I think somebody started too quick for the Reese Rockets.
That's back them up five. That's right. On the kick from Reese, the flag came up right at the 40-yard line, right at the line of scrimmage. And it's going to be against Reese.
The officials tonight came in a motorhome. And I'm wondering how that works, if they're staying overnight or what they're going to do with that. But we also saw out in the parking lot, they had a picnic sort of fair, big grill, they said, tailgate party. And we didn't get a chance to go out there and see if they had fish, Clark.
No, we didn't. They're going to be kicking off at the 35-yard line. It's recent 5-yard penalty there on the false start. So back them up 5 more yards. 2:07 remains in the first quarter. It's Harbor Beach 14-7 over Reese. Ginther grabs this one at the 30-yard line, pushes forward to the 40-yard line, and he's finally brought down right there. They have 60 yards for a score. It's Harbor Beach 14-7. 60 yards for a score for Harbor Beach and Eli Kraft in the offense.
Travis Manapiece made the hit for the Rockets, but the Pirates will take over on their own 40-yard line as we got about 2 minutes left to go in this